It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris show here live on Adobe Radio. And, yes, hello.
Hi. Hello, listeners.
How are you?
I can't wait to get back to school.
Another jam-packed show. And Chris isn't here yet. He's running a little bit late.
Yeah, but so, we decided to go on so we could have a good show before he got here.
Right. Yeah. I'm Eddie.
I'm Jason.
And aren't you? Now we can talk freely. Don't you feel like the shackles have been
taken off just a little bit? Yeah, we have some freedom to move around.
He's always being a naysayer. I feel like anything that's brought up on the show, he's not a team player. He's more of like a pessimist.
Yeah, he's closed-minded.
But the weird thing is that Chris thinks that he's an optimist, but he's a pessimist.
Yeah. Trust us, folks. We can
dive into that when he gets here late.
Let's dive into Chris's mind. I'd rather not.
But we have a lot to get to, of course. And you can add us on Skype and Twitter, Facebook, EJC Show, and all of those. We're going to talk to this really cool band. I think these guys are on the verge of becoming the next big thing.
I thought the last band I talked to was the next big thing.
What?
I forgot what their name was.
Led Zeppelin?
No.
I think that's what it was. They're called Fame Riot. Fame Riot. They're going to be on the show. So there are a couple of brothers in this band. So there's a lot to talk about with these guys. They just signed a big record deal.
Oh, really?
Got a big producer on their record.
It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris show. Eddie, Jason, and Chris.
The Eddie, Jason, and Chris show.
Yeah, you can Skype into the show, EJC show on Skype. You can also call us at 1-888-99-IDOBE. I don't know why that's
playing. I think the last band you said was the next big thing was Monk Tammany.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But you kept saying
no,
Monk.
No. I mean, they were good, but this next band is going to be the next big thing.
So you were just...
I'm going to retract Fame Monk Tammany just a tad and say they're going to be the next big thing.
I liked how during the whole interview you kept calling them Monk Tammany.
Well, these bands, you know, they have these names.
What kind of name is that? Monk
exactly.
Tammany.
How am I supposed to know how to pronounce your freaking band name, you know? Right. Especially when it's a band, they have very little information out there. You try to research them and...
If you have a band...
They have nothing.
Just a quick bit of advice. If you have a band name that's kind of out there, maybe you should have how you pronounce it somewhere in your bio.
Yeah, I like that.
Right? That would be useful for us.
It would be. Specifically for us. Any band out there right now, in the off chance you end up on EJC?
Or any radio interview or DJ or anything. I feel like you should have, and it would be kind of cool to see how it's pronounced. It would stand out.
Have you ever had one of those words where you mispronounced it for a really long time or maybe a saying or something and then you later realized you were saying it wrong?
You know what I do it a lot with is lyrics and songs.
Yeah.
That happens to me all the time. Like, I think it's one way, and then I'm singing, and someone's like, what are you saying? It's not the right lyric. And I'm like, shut up, and I don't change. I'm very stubborn in that.
Like what song?
Nothing comes to mind right now.
Yeah. Well, like, Beatles, Can't Buy My Love, you thought that was Can't Buy My Bugs?
That's so dumb, Eddie.
I'm tired. And you're not working with me.
I'm not funny because I'm tired.
Yeah, it's my excuse.
Here, let me kick you in the nuts and maybe you'll wake up.
Oh, okay. Hello. Well, we just received a message from Chris. He is now going to be an extra 30 minutes late to the show.
Are you reading texts on your laptop?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's all synced.
You're very tech savvy. I don't know if people realize that
who
listen to this show, but Eddie is like all over it.
I currently have 3 Apple devices in front of me.
Yeah.
4.
And not...
If you count
it's not a phone.
I suppository. But yeah,
do you squeeze your butt cheeks to control it?
Yeah, something like that.
Wow.
Are you watching the Olympics at all? So the Olympics are underway. Are we even allowed to say Olympics?
Huh?
The games in Rio. I know they're very litigious.
Yeah. I did watch some fencing this morning.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. That was compelling.
How exciting.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it just me or are the Olympics exceptionally boring this year? I've lost interest in it.
This year?
Well, I felt like in 2012, everybody was kind of into it.
No, I definitely was not.
I was more really? Than I am this time. Yeah.
These, what's your favorite Olympic sport? For
Rio
this?
Games. I don't even care.
I've been enjoying.
I'm so apathetic about the Olympics. Who cares?
What was your favorite sport in 2012?
I don't even know. See, I was just kind of a bandwagoner because it was pretty popular. So I was like, okay, I'll try to watch it. And then, you know, you watch these games and you don't really care.
Yeah.
But they're saying that NBC's coverage of the 2016 Rio Olympics are at the ratings are at an all-time low.
For the Olympics or just for NBC?
I think they're Olympics coverage.
Ah.
You know, it dropped 32% from last summer's game. So there are less people out there watching.
Yeah, you know, I prefer the Winter Olympics in general anyway, myself.
Why?
I don't know.
At least with the Summer Olympics, you get the women's beach volleyball. That's kind of fun to watch.
Why?
Because there are chicks in bikinis.
Yeah, but would you actually, like, if you had a shot with them, would you take it?
What do you mean?
You think they're hot?
I don't, yeah, I mean, what's not to like about girls playing volleyball?
I don't know.
You don't like it?
No.
You're not into that?
No, I'm not into that.
What would you rather watch them do, like knit and crochet?
You know, maybe.
Put a hot pocket in the microwave?
At least say tennis. Tennis, I think, is pretty good for hot chicks.
And then
they grunt.
I think grunting drives me nuts, though.
Really?
It's too much.
Too much grunting?
It's overacting.
Right. It's like when a girl fake orgasms for you.
Exactly.
I'm
too familiar with that sound. I don't need to rub it in my face when I watch tennis.
How many times do you think a woman's fake orgasmed with you?
I don't know.
Can we talk about that?
I don't think ever, personally.
Can we talk about this?
I'm not going to toot my own horn, but I don't think ever.
Really?
But real quick, though, we do have to get to our guests here in a second. While we're on the Olympics thing, though.
Oh, right.
I did make a prank call before the show.
Right.
An Olympics-themed phony phone call.
And after the prank, I do want to tell you what I have been enjoying watching regarding the Olympics.
Okay. Here we go. Let me know if this is a good prank.
Yeah, how you doing?
Oh, yeah, by the way, it's to a gym.
Good.
Oh, good.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. I just had a little bit of a question and a complaint for you.
Uh-huh.
You know, I guess I've had a membership for, several years now, it seems, and I was watching the Olympics last night, and, that Michael Phelps has quite the washboard abs going on, and I haven't had the same experience with my abs coming to your gym, so I'm wondering if you can give me a refund.
I'm sorry?
What's your
name? I'm sorry, what's your name?
Jim Waters.
Jim Waters. Hold on, Jim.
All right. Well, you know, I just don't know what to do. What are we going to do here? Do you want my credit card information now, or?
Well, would you hold on for a moment? I don't even think you're a member here. Hold on. L-A-W-T-E-R-S?
I mean...
L-A-W-T-E-R-S. I do not see you in our membership base.
Well, here's another reason for a refund.
I don't even know that you're a member of this club. Let me look at one other database to see.
I mean, you're not going to take my question here?
I want to... No, I'm not. I'd like to see how much you've been using the gym. You know.
Oh, that's just a little intrusive, I think.
Well, I'm sorry. You're asking for a refund because you don't look like Michael Phelps. I'd like to
do
see
you?
If you're using... What?
Do you look like Michael Phelps?
No, I don't.
Well, your gym is broken.
Sir...
Isn't that how it works?
It depends upon how much effort you put into it, through diet, through exercise, both in and outside of the gym.
So you're not putting much effort in yourself, then, you just admitted.
I didn't admit anything like that. Don't put words in my mouth, my friend.
Well, I won't put words in your mouth if you put those abs on my stomach.
Let me see if you remember here.
Jim Waters.
L-A-W-T-E-R-S, right? You're not even a member of my gym, sir.
Why don't you give me your credit card information then if you don't want me to give yours? And I'll go charge a few things and we'll call it even.
Sir, you're not even a member of my gym. Would
Prove
you like
it.
Me to tell you where you are a member?
I can't even see your screen. I don't know what you're typing.
Sir, you're not being reasonable.
I believe I am. I am a customer just wanting a refund. And
no, you're not. You're not one of my customers. That's what I'm telling you.
Well,
I'm
going
to try and find out what gym you belong to.
Do you have
if
a
you
gym?
You do not belong to me. You have insulted me. You have demeaned me.
Can you bring it up on a database? Do you all have a gym database?
I am searching for that. You are not in my particular gym database, sir.
Which database are you in?
And frankly, the fact that you don't look like Michael Phelps has more to do with you than this gym.
I find that highly illogical.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm a logical man, so.
All right. Well, in the meantime, do you want me to start giving you my credit card information?
And you do not show up on that. So, sir, our conversation is over.
That doesn't solve the Michael Phelps abs issue.
Well, that's something you're going to have to work on, my friend.
When you buy something, you expect to get it.
You haven't bought a damn thing from me, sir. You're not my customer. You don't belong to my gym.
Well, that's debatable.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't find you in our database anywhere, you know, and I wish you the best of luck, and this conversation is over.
I tell you what, I'll pay you now if you give me a refund right back.
I don't owe you any money for anything, and you haven't paid me any money for anything, sir.
Well, we can change that right now. What I'm saying is I'll pay you, and then you can just refund me.
I'm done with this conversation. Thank you, sir.
There you go. Little Olympic-themed call there.
Eddie, Jason, and Chris, EJCShow.com.
Well, before we get to our guest here, we should talk about our sponsor. Yes, wonderful Coors Banquet. They've been really supporting the show, Jason, haven't they?
Yeah.
There's a town in Colorado called Golden, founded during the gold rush. It was home to miners who spent 12 hours a day in the frozen ground digging for gold.
But that land was rich in another resource, the Rocky Mountain water that runs cold and clear.
And one man knew the value of that water. And that man was Mr. Coors. In 1873, he settled in Golden to brew the finest beer that town had ever tasted.
The miners were grateful because when they sat down for a well-deserved banquet, Mr. Coors brought a beer worthy of the occasion.
And that beer came to be known as the Banquet Beer.
Coors, the Banquet Beer.
Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. With great beer comes great responsibility. Ah, yes, we love Coors and Coors Banquet. Thank you very much.
One last thing about the Olympics. The only the thing that I've been enjoying watching like highlights of is just things failing there.
Ah, yeah, because everything's just so shoddily done.
Yeah, and like the Olympic Committee is just...
They're out of their gourd.
They're
out of their league.
It's like, they think they're too big to fail. Kind of mentality that we experience here in America.
Like they're the banks or something, right?
Yeah. And,
well, you know who's...
It's falling apart.
I think this band, the talent in this band, Fame Ride, is just too big to fail.
I am in love with someone beautiful. She found my heart.
Let's get him on the line right now.
You got something on your nose, Eddie. It's like brown.
Oops.
That was pretty funny.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, who do we have here?
We have Liz Scarlett and Shazam Watkins.
Shazam.
Liz Scarlett and Shazam Watkins. You're live on the Eddie, Jason, and Chris show here on Adobe Radio, and you play in the Fame Riot, in case you didn't know, from Tacoma, Washington.
Well, do we?
Apparently.
Yes, that's right.
How are you guys doing?
So live. So hot and so live. Right now on on your guys' show.
This is
from Kids Food.
Nice.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. We're happy to have you guys. You guys are putting out some really interesting and good music, I have to say.
Ooh. Ooh, yay. I like you have a very sexy radio voice. It's very dialed in radio voice. Very
yes,
sexy. Very
coming at ya, it's the Fame Riot coming in at number one.
Ooh.
See?
Diversity as well.
That was a little bit more hype. That was like a 1940s.
Do you want to try being a radio announcer?
Maybe one day.
Actually, you know, we're influenced by voiceover people and people that read audiobooks and do accents and things.
Really?
So, yeah, maybe. Maybe someday when I'm as old as you.
Yes. When you're 57. Okay, perfect.
Are you 57? My dad's a bit older than that.
Yes.
He's 57 in dog years.
But you sound very young, very young vocal cords you have.
Ah, well, thank you. So you say that you are influenced by voiceover people and stuff. That actually goes into your music?
Only once so far. It's just on a demo, but the beautiful, lovely, I don't even know how to pronounce her name. Gray D'Isley, DeLille. Gray DeLille, now as Gray Griffin, that she's married to Jared Griffin. But yeah, we like her. She's lovely. She's like Vicky from Fairly Odd Parents, I believe.
Okay.
And Catwoman. She's Catwoman too. Yeah, like we enjoy accents and funny sounding voices and things. I don't know if necessarily I would sample some stuff. Sure.
So
maybe record it.
Out of the two of you guys are brothers, by the way. I guess we have to say that because it's in your bio. I don't know if you guys like to go around flaunting that, but out of the two of you guys, who do you think does the coolest accent? And let's hear it right now.
Shazam does better. He does the Bill Cosby very well.
I could have tranquilized that gorilla. I could have put down the gorilla humanely. I did not tranquilize any women, though.
That's pretty good.
Wait, that was Bill Cosby's father. Sorry.
What's your Bill Cosby like, Jason?
That's non-existent.
Try it.
No, I'm good.
I'm Bill Cosby.
What the hell? Hello.
Was that? I'm Christopher Walken. You know.
I have a sweater, and I'm a doctor, and I like to put women to sleep, allegedly.
Eddie's really good with the Larry David impression. Impression.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Not really. Yeah. Who's Larry David again?
Guy
that,
from Curb
Your Enthusiasm. Only 57-year-olds know.
Yes. It's 57-year-old humor.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get it quite
it's
yet.
Above your, like it's above you guys.
Yeah. Over here, I'm like 16. What am I? What are we talking about? Are we talking about Scooby Doo?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, you guys have been playing together since what? Yeah, you started recording and writing music when you were 8?
So 2008?
You know, we just started making noise, controlled, arranged noise around the age of 8. But we really started about 5 years ago when it comes to producing and recording high-quality products.
So what were you guys doing at 8? And where is that stuff and how can I find it and listen to it?
Oh man, it is in our new music that's coming out. We preserve our ideas and we rebirth them like the phoenix out of the ashes. Much of it is actually being reworked as we speak, given our new circumstances.
And the new circumstances are you referring to the fact that you guys are just signed to a big?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know,
yes,
what kind of stuff things do 8-year-olds write about? Like,
oh man, anger, wanting to, you know, turn anger into positive resonance and really, you know, giving people a message of freedom and hope and a childlike just mindset and mentality about who you can be instead of who the world thinks you should be.
Now, so
that's pretty deep.
Yeah.
For an 8-year-old, I got to say.
Very insightful. So your parents.
Well, thank you. Very good.
very good friends and peers, you know, share diamonds, and that's just a culmination of those beliefs. But so, thank you.
So you started making noise around 8. Did your parents, did they support you? Did they take you to like lessons in that? Did they push you? Were they like, you know, Michael Jackson's father, like just really hard and
it spanked me all the time. They hurt my button sized booty.
And that was last weekend.
And all the tunes came out of that. It was like a great, you know, reaction to being a bad boy, you know, and being disciplined and then having an outlet. So we got trained well and got all the boo-boo beat out of our booties, and then we continued to make rock and roll and just channel our badness into our music so we can be good.
Now, do you guys believe
we played spiritual music. We played spiritual music from the time we were really young because we would worship, you know? Everybody kind of worship.
We were raised. You guys know what that concept is. It goes
pretty far back to the ancient histories of the caveman drawing.
Yeah.
Right.
And we learned how to play music by sort of feel, I guess, you know? So when we were that young, I think it was more about just what kind of lit up our imagination. I remember Pink Floyd really lighting up my imagination at like 6. That was like, wow, the tables have turned. You know, I think Pink Floyd is pretty spiritual and deep music and relevant as well. It's timeless.
You guys are giving us a lot of insight into the band. That's pretty rare for us for musicians such as yourself to give us so much insight.
Are you saying we're shitty interviewers?
No, I'm just saying they're very open. No, these guys are very open, and it's great.
The difference between you.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
I like this. This is beautiful. I love your voices. There's a harmony about it.
Did you say you cannot tell the difference between us? Because I can't tell the difference between you guys either. So it's like we have these two entities communicating on this weird level.
I thought we were only talking to one.
Beautiful. Now it's 4. It's beautiful. We're like the two-headed beast. Exactly. Speaking, you know, to each other in motion and fluidity.
That's right. It's fantastic. We get very deep.
We want to thank you guys for having us.
Thank you very, very much.
We're honored to be on your show and to have you guys want to talk to us.
Well, you know,
I did some research.
Oh, you did some research. What did your research, what did you come up with?
Well, the one thing I don't think I could, unbury was, maybe it's out there, but how did you get your name, Idabian? What does it mean? Is it Middle Eastern? Is it Asian? Where does that come from?
Do you ever use a Adobe on your computer?
Adobe.
it's like that.
It's like we wanted to go with Adobe, but Photoshop was using that, so we had to just change the type so we wouldn't get sued.
But it sounds very similar. Adobe, really? Adobe.
Something like that. Used to be called Moon Juice, and somebody had the domain name, so we had to change our name. So I guess we have like similarities here.
Interesting. Well, Moon Juice sounds like a pretty good name.
Is that the name you came up with when you were 8?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we were psychedelic little spiritual boys.
Oh, you guys are witty.
Now, do you guys believe in spankings?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, beat that schnaz to the ground.
Spank each other.
We spank each other when we need it.
Okay. Do you do it on stage?
We can. We
you
do.
Should.
Usually it's a face spank. Just the face spank on stage.
Just the face spank. All right.
Yeah.
Guitar spank sometimes.
Are we talking to the real Fame Riot, or are we talking to your alter egos here? Because I know that you guys, you know, Liz Scarlett and Shazam Watkins, you guys are, it's an alter ego, right?
An alter ego of nothing or something of what, rather?
Is it like an exaggeration of a part of your personalities, essentially?
I see. No, you know, it's I still wear the same underwear. I still wear the same clothes, generally ex-girlfriends and friends' wives' Goodwill bags. So I'm limited to what I can wear in the light of day and you know, like in photos. So yes, I wear it all. It's all I have. I have a very diverse we both have a very diverse closet we're staring at. It doesn't change. I don't think we have enough finances to have any alter realities currently.
Now, do you guys ever borrow each other's clothes without asking, and then you guys get in a fight over it like a typical sibling thing?
Daily. We like to take care of our clothes, though, because they go. So we wash each other's clothes if we steal them, but then we put them in the neutral zone. There's like this coat rack in the middle of our apartment, and usually it's just kind of grab and go if you're in a hurry. It's the neutral zone.
I like that. I like that. It's like
it's a good concept. It becomes seasonal. It becomes really seasonal, and so each of us will have like a themed color, you know, for every other month or so. But I mean, alter ego, no. I think it's just a fun way of communicating who we are in some ways. And it's, I guess you caricatures maybe, but also just a way of communicating what we're about, which, I mean, we've communicated multiple times. I don't know if you know what we're all about. We're all about the fun, the dance. The dance, the hop, the jive, the dirty beat, the groove, hard truth, the sweet melody.
Yes. Okay. And your music is very upbeat, and it's addicting. It's very good. And we think that you guys are going to, I mean, you're already doing amazing things, but you guys are going to blow up. Probably be the next Katy Perry.
Babe, you all identify as such.
And you, which, coincidentally, you share the same producer as Katy Perry. See what I did there?
We're related in certain aspects.
Is this information I'm not supposed to have?
Oh no.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't know how she would feel about us being like, yeah, we totally know her. You know, we hear Tweety Bird. I can't wait to meet her someday. That'd be beautiful.
Yeah.
I remember hearing her music for the first time actually when it came on the radio. I was listening to like an alternative station in Sacramento, California, because we used to live there. And she actually had like this version of the "I Kissed a Girl" song, and I actually really liked it. So
she also played Warped Tour back in the day for a little bit, which is pretty mind blowing.
On Warped Tour, mind blowing.
Yeah,
and actually, one of my favorite songwriters ever is also kind of distantly related musically to her. Through the contemporary Christian music scene way back in, you know, when I was
John Tesh. Who is it?
I'm curious because I didn't know what you guys would think about our music, because you have some pretty, I guess, well, like,
I've been doing
hardcore-ish acts on your station as well.
Yeah, you know, so, our station has different shows that support different, all kinds of music, and, you know, we hear, at this particular show, dig what you guys are doing. We're just music fans. It doesn't matter what kind of music it is.
As long as it's good.
Hell yeah. Good. I was curious, are you guys really from D.C. or is it Denver? I couldn't, that was another thing I couldn't determine.
You guys have so many questions for us because you did your research. I like that. Well, we're based in, the company's based in D.C., but the show broadcasts out of Denver, so. So if you guys are ever here, let us know.
You know, we're in Washington, right?
Oh, you are?
We're in Washington, right. Yeah, we're in Seattle, and cool. We're the brother states, the sister states, however you like it, baby.
That is true, that is true.
Husband and wife, the Super Bowl, you know,
right.
We were the first two, so.
Legalized weed, we have that. Oh, yeah. We have hipsters. We have everything.
You know, I heard you had weed theaters. Well, I hear you guys have very, very good sensory deprivation tanks as well. And I've always been interested in maybe writing some music in one of those.
That would be really cool. Those are one of those things you go in and it like blocks out all your senses, essentially, right? Because you're laying down in a tube and you're floating on water, and then it's completely dark and there's no sound.
You should just get like a giant Tupperware box and then just put a blanket over it. Put it in a pool.
Naked.
And you just sit all there.
You'd be like, it's kind of, simulates the womb or something. Like you're kind of just only in your brain presence or in your brain, which I just think would be kind of crazy, you know?
I was wearing a pair of corduroys in the womb, though, so it's not quite the same for me personally.
Are you're super into corduroys? actually, you know, I haven't worn a pair of corduroys since maybe first grade or something. I should actually look into getting
some. You should look into it.
I always remember some of my favorite skateboarders wearing hardcore corduroys.
That'd be our biggest piece of advice for your music career, start wearing more corduroys.
Yeah. Maybe change the band name to that.
The corduroy
oh my God. Explosion.
Don't do that, because whatever you guys are doing is working. You are on a big label now, an offshoot of Sony, right?
Yes, an offshoot of Sony, which is awesome because they're small and they're not the biggest group, you know, at this point, but they're dedicated and they're believers.
That's
and
good.
They're focused. And we can get a hold of them, and that's important.
I like them. They're very interested in what we are doing and what we believe in doing. And it's been wonderful because it's kind of a journey. I think it's been sort of a journey. You have to watch out for your product. And I strongly believe that they have our best interests in mind. And obviously, like, we've gotten to know them and feel like they're a good company to work with.
And it's a Century label, right?
Another Century.
Yeah.
Another Century, okay.
So we signed with Another Century. That's the label. And then they're the offshoot of the Century label groups who were just I don't know how you would say it, but are now like shareholding with Sony. So it would be Sony's fourth main branch is now Century. Label groups, something like that.
Well, that's huge. You're part of the big machine.
I should know more about it.
You don't need to be a company, man. You don't need to kiss their asses. You're fine.
That's what the manager's for.
But thanks. We appreciate you coming on. Yeah, exactly.
I like it. I'll take that. with a few grains of salt, baby.
There you go. Well, you guys are in the Washington area with a whole bunch of dates on the schedule so far. And we're looking forward to seeing what you guys
dramatic.
Do. You guys need to go on tour, and when is that new album coming out, the full length?
Oh, shoot. Well,
everybody keeps asking us that, and we're like, which one do you want us to release first?
Well, we have one out. It was an EP, 9 tracks, last year online, and then we got signed, and it all came down. So when we kind of started to hit more of a national/international, you know, window, people are inquiring, but it's all just been removed. So we're in the process of really revamping everything in a way. I think it's for good, but our first single will drop on September 16th. And you guys have already been streaming it. So holy wow. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you. And why don't we play it right now? Heart Stray is the name of it. There's a music video, a new music video out for this as well. Everybody go listen, watch that. I think we have it posted at adobe.com, I believe. So, and, of course, their Facebook. Everybody go check out Fame Riot. It's facebook.com/TheFameRiot and TheFameRiot.com, correct?
Yes, sir. And yes, all to all.
And all you mother lickers to go to idobi.com and listen to that mother licker music.
And I think on the Adobe Anthem, second link down, you can find a video there.
All right. Well, excellent, guys. Looking forward to seeing what you do next. Thanks for coming on the show. We're going to play Heart Stray. This is going to be your first single, and thanks. We'll talk soon, all right?
Thank you, guys.
Kisses, phone kisses.
Smooches.
Smooches.
EJC, mwah.
All right, bye, guys. There they are, rock stars, huh?
It's bringing me down. Said I've got this song racing through my head, 'cause I know what you want when you know when I'm there. Said I got soul running through my head. I got this feeling called resistance. Something new. racing through my head. Cause I know what you want when you know when I'm there.
Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. EJCShow.com.
Oh, yeah, it's Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show.
Well.
Oh, wait.
Your mic's not on.
There he is. Chris is now here.
Uh-huh.
At the show.
He just shows up and then he steals my coaster. I'm really kind
of upset. He shows up late.
Upset about this.
And then steals your coaster.
My drink coaster. We're at that point in life where I'm upset that he stole my drink coaster.
Why? are you going to explain to the audience what happened?
I just.
He's thinking.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Are you lying?
Where to start. This would end up being a way longer story than it needs
to be.
We
need the full time.
Lots to get to.
Like this.
Short story short, I agreed to mow the lawn to help my dad out, and I forgot how long that crap takes. And, I'm already a poor time manager, so here I am. But in my defense, I haven't been late in at least several weeks.
Yeah.
I wonder how the long story would have gone.
Yeah, I don't even.
How could that get longer?
I don't even know how that becomes a longer story.
I thought I'd have to explain how.
Did you mow over a wasp's nest?
You had to add
there
gas.
There was wasp's nest involved, but I thought I'd have to explain that.
Like step by step what you did?
Move back in with my parents.
Oh, you don't need to go back that far.
Yeah,
I did in my head. I'm off my Adderall. That's a whole nother. Can of
oh really
spray yeah
by choice
no, not by choice
mm.
Yeah, because of the move. Adderall is basically just socially acceptable meth, and
so you're saying you want meth.
Yeah,
are you putting out the feelers?
Yeah, I am. But it's
so you're going through withdrawals.
It's a highly controlled substance prescription. You can't, they're not very.
Chris, I think I like you better when you're on meth.
Thank you.
So, so what is Adderall for?
I think I like you better when I'm on meth too.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you? What's you're Adderall fun. For, Chris?
It's for ADD.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I kind of see you as being the type of lawnmower. Back to that real quick. That's very meticulous, and you like have to make sure the lines are evened up. Maybe so you bust out a ruler.
Not as much as I used to be.
So why are you off Adderall, though?
So I moved, and for the first time, they were able to send, this was before I moved, send my medication electronically to the pharmacy. Before, like, they were able to, I'm on a couple medications, they would send the others electronically, but I'd still have to have a physical
copy script.
Yeah, and take it in. And so for the first time, they were able to send it in electronically, but now I moved, and now it's trapped in the computer there, and they...
What?
They can't even transfer it electronically.
Control P. Well, print... Did they know that they can just press Control P?
No, they're not allowed to.
They're not allowed?
It's illegal. Yeah. Like,
It's trapped in the computer.
Yeah. It is literally...
Who can get it out of there? Your doctor?
No. Yeah,
Why don't you call your doctor?
No, my doctor can't even, actually.
You can't even call up your doctor?
This. No, my doctor has to...
Rewrite it?
Yeah.
Well, can't your doctor, so like...
I was just going to go...
Can your doctor, just do you a solid and rewrite it without you going in there? Sounds a little ridiculous.
No. Okay, here's the other step.
Should we get you meth?
I've lost my doctor. My doctor moved away, and I'm getting transferred to another doctor who I haven't seen yet.
I thought you were gonna say he died. I was gonna say that sounds like a shitty doctor.
And I'm off my Medicaid, and it's like a $250 prescription. So I have to figure out how to pay it, and like try and shop around and see what pharmacy.
Sounds like meth is gonna be the way to go here.
It's a triple.
How much is meth?
It's a triple butt blast.
It's cheaper. Certainly cheaper.
It's the medication that allows me to be able to focus and complete tasks, so it's highly ironic.
You know what you should do is take your dog into the vet.
Complete tasks in theory.
You should take your dog into the vet.
Not saying that I do.
Say that it has ADD. Let the vet prescribe your dog Adderall, and then just take that.
Do you think that's safe?
Why not? You're both
exactly.
Mammals.
That's an excellent point.
You might just have
point.
To up the dose.
Sometimes you're the smartest guy.
That's how Jason gets most of his medications. He just doubles his dog's doses. Saves money.
Speaking of which, can I get some buy some Special K from you?
We'll talk after.
Yeah.
I'm low on puppy tranquilizer.
I haven't been in a K-hole all week, and God, do I miss it.
Is that what that's called? K-hole?
Yeah, it's when... Yeah,
I get what it's
KOD,
for.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Well, welcome to...
What do you do with your life? How do you know that?
How do you not know what that?
Did you know that, Eddie?
K-hole. I don't think I did know that.
How do you know that?
It's common knowledge.
To who?
What commonality?
To anybody who isn't like an uptight
drug
conservative.
User?
They've talked about it on...
I don't
watch
SVU.
On The West Wing, on Venture Brothers, just off the top of my head.
I haven't watched any of those shows.
Yeah, exactly. So goes to, yeah.
Oh, sorry, I'm not up on my TV watching.
I'm
a horrible human being.
To make fun of me.
I'm a horrible.
And stick with that.
I'm a horrible
don't
human
try
being.
Turn it around.
I'm a horrible person.
Jason, you
well,
to
yes,
start.
But I don't see what that has to do with what we're talking about now.
Start with I Love Lucy, then work your way up, and we'll talk next week.
Lucy!
Once he hits Doctor Who, we'll never see him again.
He'll go in the vortex.
Yeah. He'll step into the telephone box. Look at the blank glaze in his eye. He has no context.
I lost interest
Seinfeld?
In all this.
Have you seen that? Seinfeld?
Huh?
This would be a fun game. What TV show has Jason seen?
Could I be any more out of touch?
I didn't know I had to, like, sit there and watch TV a bunch to relate to all of you.
This is how American society deals with each one another is through
all right,
television.
So wait.
It's because they don't have a water cooler at work. It's just a fountain. So there's no, you know, chit-chat. There's no socialization there.
Yeah. Or does your work have a water cooler?
No.
This is why you don't know anything.
See, there you go.
You don't even work with anyone, Eddie.
Why don't you?
This is the most human interaction you have all week, right here.
Phone and email dog. The mailman
he has the dog to talk to.
The mailman passes
I
by.
I said human interaction.
The mailman passes by at least once a day.
I said the
and
most.
And I don't wave because I don't want him to look at me.
What about those women he's stalking?
Yeah, but he interacts with us. He doesn't interact with them. He watches from afar.
What do you call that envelope affair? He left them. Dude, but he's such a cheap bastard. He only got the one envelope affair for all three of them.
No, he's so cheap
he
that he folded a piece of paper to make the envelope. He couldn't even buy one.
He just wrote hair on paper and put it in the envelope.
Not illegal.
Not illegal.
He knows.
Yeah.
How do you know that, Eddie?
Eddie, Jason, and Chris, EJCShow.com.
Let's get to our sponsor real quick.
Yeah, you guys have a lot of information that I'm a-hole and leaving locks of hair is not illegal. I mean, I'm finding out a lot from you two.
That's right. Two things.
You want one too?
A lot.
Well, there's lots to get to. Still coming up on the show. I mean, just so much. Chris's news, we have to get to that and more. Lots of news stories. But first, big thanks to our sponsor, CW Hemp. Ah, yes, new sponsor on the EJC show. The creators of Charlotte's Web Daily Hemp Wellness Supplement. I had some today, and I feel sharp, alive.
You're acting
sharp. This is just me personally. And this improves the quality of life for millions worldwide. It's the world's most trusted hemp extract. And it's actually made right here in Colorado, where we do the show from. It's Natural Colorado Wellness.
Contains naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants.
Mm. I like how you had to do the one with the big words.
Blech. Blech.
Charlotte's Web is also a great source of omega.
Oh, wait, you missed it.
You missed the
your
line.
Your ADD.
I thought
you
we
just
were
stay out
skipping.
Of this.
Okay.
We don't know what we want to skip here because they're a new sponsor. Why don't we talk about everything
back
they want
to
talk about?
Back to antioxidants.
I thought he skipped something and then I was...
Somebody get Chris some meth.
Hey, do you need Adderall? I thought... maybe you need some more of Charlotte's Web hemp.
I need something. We'll start with the Charlotte's Web hemp and then...
Yeah.
That's always a good spot.
Yeah.
They have antioxidants. I probably have too much toxins in my bloodstream, and they have antioxidants in this, and it removes the toxins that can cause premature aging, disease, and mental fatigue. I have all of the above.
Huh.
Disease of the personality is so
and liver.
Far.
Disease of the soul.
Yeah.
And morals.
They're also a great source of omega essential fatty acids that promote healthy functioning of your body's regulatory systems. Omega fatty acids, everybody's talking about having those. And Charlotte's Web is it's a great daily source of fish oil and omega-3. So add it to your routine.
You have to add it to your daily routine of fish oil and omega-3.
Oh, thank
right.
you.
It does not include. It's not. Yeah.
Add Charlotte's Web to your daily fish oil and omega-3 routine. There's going to be an edit there.
You know that what you put into life is what you get out of it. Your body works the same way. Introduce Charlotte's Web to your diet, and you will get more out of your body than you ever imagined.
Right. 100% American-made and available in all 50 states. It's non-psychoactive. It's used by professional athletes, musicians, podcast hosts like us, librarians, lawyers, infants.
Even. Infants!
If infants can do this, so can you. And retirees, Charlotte's Web is truly a benefit for everyone's health. And so don't spend a day without it.
Yeah, don't spend another day without Charlotte's Web. Get yours today at www.cwhemp.com/EJC. Search the hashtag YCW to find out more.
Yes, that's cwhemp.com/EJC, cwhemp.com/EJC. Very cool stuff, and like I said, I just took it today, first day next week. I'll let you guys know how it's working out for me. I'm sure I'm going to feel fantastic. I'm going to go compete in the Olympics. I'll be in Rio after this
week.
Better
than some of those losers.
Probably. Olympians are losers. Can we be honest?
I wouldn't go that far.
Let's just be honest with ourselves.
Old Archer from Madagascar came in last place.
Yeah. Some of these Olympic games, though, like, would you really want to go to the Olympics for them?
Yeah.
Really? Like archery?
Yeah.
Or
archery's
like,
cool.
Like the one with the target practice with the rifle. I don't even know what it's called.
Shooting.
No, it has a name. It has a name. It has a special name. I can't think of it. Or volleyball? Volleyball? Did you want to say you went to the Olympics for volleyball?
Yeah, a free trip. Hot, man. A free trip to another country? Yeah, I'm in.
God bless beach volleyball.
It's funny you say that because at the top of the show, before you got here, Jason and I were talking about that. He doesn't like watching girls play volleyball.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I'd rather watch the girls play tennis.
I thought you'd rather watch the guys,
no,
I guess.
No. That, see, no.
I don't know.
Tennis, they're moving too fast. The camera's too far away. Like, you know, you get the skirts bouncing up and down, but it's a tease because they're just wearing shorts under there. You know, with the beach volleyball, it's right there. And they can never not get a wedgie. And they just live with it.
Man, Chris is like all things masturbation, isn't he? Like, you need to know how to masturbate or something to masturbate to. You talk to Chris. He'll hook you up.
I think we should pitch a show on NPR for you called All Things Masturbation.
This week's gold.
Hi, I'm Chris Barr, and today I'm going to tell you what to masturbate to. Game of Thrones was great. We saw more of the Khaleesi boob. It was fantastic. Olympics are a great... Okay, this is grossing me out.
Especially that you're acting like Chris. Do you keep a journal of things to whack it to?
A journal? I don't understand. How old are you?
I don't know.
You don't know about drugs or masturbation or TV? Like, are you from the past? Are you the Amish?
Maybe I need to take some hemp.
Maybe you do.
Maybe it'll bring back your libido.
Ooh.
Perhaps. We don't know.
Chris is like, ah, got him.
Eddie, Jason, and Chris. EJCShow.com.
City Jason and Chris Show. You can follow us on Twitter, EJC Show on Twitter, EJC Show on Facebook. We're on all of the social media because you have to be on social media these days to be a functioning member of society. If you're not on social media, then people think you don't exist and you may as well be dead.
Or Jason.
Huh?
Jason is a Facebook whore these days.
Yeah, I posted one picture.
Oh my God, you did?
Yeah.
But you're always
checking the grid now.
You're the guy on Facebook who likes everything but never posts.
I don't like everything. Just occasionally. When I'm actually on, I'll like something.
So
if you see me liking something, that means I've been on Facebook. And if I haven't liked anything, then I haven't been on.
It's like you leave a trail of Skittles. And like they all lead somewhere. I don't know where they're going.
Trail of Skittles?
Reese's Pieces.
Haven't you seen that one show with the... Where they do that? Come on.
The last post you put on social media was just a couple days ago of your family.
Yeah.
And you were just trying to milk the likes on that one, huh?
Well, I wasn't trying. It was...
You, your daughter.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend.
I don't think I've posted on social media on Facebook in like a year.
Hmm. When's the last time you actually checked your Facebook feed?
I don't even know if I know how to do that.
Do you even exist?
When you're taking a poop? What do you do when you take a poop? Do you Google?
Why do you bring up poop all the time? We're not even anywhere near the broaching poop talk, and you bring up poop talk. It came out of left field.
Facebook.
You poop a lot. Occasionally. Who, me?
No, Jason, because he's liking everything on Facebook these days.
These days?
Yeah, you like every post.
I've just been... Well, I was drunk a few weeks ago. And I was like,
so you
want to
know liking spree? I like that.
Yeah, Katie and I went out. Katie and I had a free night. We went to a bar down the street from us. Not G.I. Jody's. and we went to Village Inn afterwards, and I was like... We were hammered, and... And we were waiting for the food, and I was like, I'll just go on Facebook.
I like that.
Heart, like.
You did hearts?
I did some hearts, yeah.
Wow.
And then once we had the food, it was like one of the most amazing Village Inn experiences. The food was good. I was eating pancakes, and I was just like, I want some mother effing pancakes.
What did you have there at Village Inn? What do you have when you go to Village Inn?
Wait, let me finish my story.
You sit down.
Let me finish my story, Eddie.
It's a fancy Village Inn.
So it's like midnight, and there's like older people around, and I'm just like, pancakes, mother pancakes. And people were looking at me. It was better when I was drunk. Katie was really embarrassed.
She should be used to that by now.
You were just yelling pancakes in the store.
I wasn't yelling it. I was just talking very loudly. It wasn't yelling. Just louder.
Did you get...
And people were like looking at me while I was... Yeah, I'm like... Oh,
I wasn't yelling at you. My voice just elevated.
That's yelling. I was just saying pancakes.
Did you get a kick out of when people would look at you?
I got a kick out of Katie's reaction to people looking at me.
What was her reaction?
She's like, stop it. Stop it.
Stop saying pancakes.
But then she'd laugh, so I was like, all right, I'm just going to keep doing it then. It was fun.
Did you actually get pancakes?
Oh, yeah. And they were awesome.
Why don't you review Village Inn for us? It's been a while since I've been there.
I feel like we got way, way off topic. I think you were driving to something, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. What do you usually do when you're pooping?
Oh my God. Oh, you know, I think we were talking about social media. What we were talking about.
Let's find out last time I posted something. I'm curious. Can you do that? Is that even...
The machine doesn't work.
We don't want to.
I don't know how to make the machine do that, Chris.
We don't have dial-up.
Nah, just kidding. The last time you posted was... a year ago.
Hey, there you go.
A camping trip.
I feel like you know the last time... So you're on Facebook more than you want to let on. The fact that you know that was a year ago.
I go on Facebook.
Maybe you're trying to be like a...
Like once a day lately. Just
a ninja Facebooker.
Some always like, crap. What event have I forgotten about?
Facebook is really annoying, isn't it?
And my phone forces people's status updates and crap to my...
Just got to turn that notification off.
Yeah, no, I did that, but my phone did like a major update one time and it turned itself back on. Facebook was being passive aggressive. Like, it wasn't letting me update Facebook because I had turned a lot of options off. And they're like, nope, can't update Facebook.
Well, Facebook is, I don't know, it's just a waste
of
time.
What if we all delete our accounts tonight? You guys want to?
Everybody delete your accounts.
I really have wanted to for a long time, but I just feel like...
You're missing
out. Yeah, I don't want to miss... Like, people invite you on Facebook, and if you don't have the Facebook, you ain't going to the stuff. Not that I have a social life lately anyway.
I don't know. I feel like us three don't share maybe enough on Facebook while other people share too much. There's no happy medium. There's nobody out there who posts just occasionally and it's fine. It's either they post every day and everything that's on their mind or they don't post at all. And I feel like Facebook is kind of turning into that space where just the over-posters are kind of taking over.
Saturating it.
Yeah. And then, I don't know.
You just gotta
stop.
For
instance, one of our friends posted this really bizarre status.
I haven't seen it.
Where she talked about she's been on the show before. It's not even worth saying. I don't even know why I brought that up, but
yeah, I don't know.
She may or may not have been.
I don't know what to think about the status though. It was talking about how to get over the fear of flying, and she's advocating that the best way to get over the fear of flying for women is to be breastfeeding during takeoff. Apparently that works. But for men, what do you think it is?
Masturbation.
Yes.
Oh, hey.
So this mutual friend of ours is advocating that men masturbate on airplanes. And I was like, what are you trying to say here? Is this real? Is this for real?
What if you have sex like before you go?
No,
I think it's got to be during the takeoff because you have to be distracting yourself and wiring pleasant associations. And
you gotta try to masturbate while you're shoulder to shoulder with someone else without them knowing.
Why is our friend advocating that men start masturbating on airplanes?
How do you do it in the middle of the seat?
Because she's open-minded and forward-thinking.
Why are you so judgmental? That's my question for
you,
Eddie.
Next time you hang out at their house at a barbecue, just whip it out and start masturbating and see what happens.
Eddie's uncomfortable because when he was a little boy, a priest masturbated next to him on an airplane.
That makes no sense.
Nah. But
a priest
nice try.
Masturbated next to you on an airplane.
Let's think about logistically, though. Like, you're in the middle seat. There's a guy. There's someone on the left. Someone on the right. Like, how do you do it? Like,
you have to do it with no shame. There's no way to
you just whip it out or do it in your pants.
There's no way to do it.
Maybe
without...
maybe you just play a little bit of pocket pool. You just give it a little poke and tickle or something.
I don't even know if you can do that with and be discreet when you're in those small seats sitting next to people. I don't know. I think
you got your jacket on your lap. I don't know.
You're saying you're
but you're arm moving vigorously. Like, I think people would notice that.
No. I'm saying, like, just a little bit of you know, just,
how are you?
Yeah, not a.
You can get off.
Not
that
a
way?
Stroke off. No, but I mean,
well,
you're
I
still,
mean, you're
still playing with yourself.
Well, I know that
there's a difference between playing with yourself and actually masturbating, right?
I'm not a doctor.
I thought you were. In this forte, you are.
I have been disbarred, but for doctors, whatever that's called.
Yeah, just because.
Oh my god, I haven't seen the actual just opening for this in a long time. We're streaming this from YouTube.
Just because you memorized the lyrics to the Doogie Howser television theme song doesn't mean you're a doctor.
Oh.
Do you get one
of
those?
There is.
What about this?
He
what about
is
this?
A doctor and he walks down halls. He is only a teenager and he's smarter than you. You're so dumb and this kid is smart. You're watching this on ABC right now, you fat ass. Don't you wish you had this life? But you don't, because you dropped out of junior college and now you are really jealous of a dumb teenager. His name is Doogie Howser. Wow, theme songs were long in the 90s. It's a good thing that we've really
80s?
Gotten these songs shorter, because nobody has the attention span. Go ahead.
I really, really wanted to stop that, but I just...
Okay, what did you have? Go ahead.
I don't know anything anymore. My mind is a blank.
This is why he has to take Adderall.
Extraordinary. Yeah, that theme song was way too long.
It was, wasn't it?
I'm bored.
I got so bored.
What else
through?
Is on?
I kind of miss the sitcom theme songs or TV show theme songs in general. The full thing, yeah.
It's like they put a whole full.
It's like a memory, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you just fast forward through it anyway.
Yeah, now, like,
it doesn't matter.
The trend
if it's
now
there or
is
not.
Not even to have a theme song. Now they just do, like, the title card.
Yeah. Well, why would you do a theme song? People fast forward.
Like, the Lost theme song was literally just...
Which I did like. It did sort of set the tone.
End of theme song.
It was like,
although in retrospect,
right?
I think they just sort of stole that from like Resident Evil or something.
I don't know.
What sitcoms are out nowadays?
And then Breaking Bad is just do 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 do.
Yeah.
What sitcoms are out? Maybe sitcom theme songs are different than like drama or what was Lost? Supernatural? What would that be? Drama? It was drama,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was a drama.
I never watched that.
You gotta see Big Bang Theory. That's still on, right? Big Bang Theory has a 20-second theme song.
That's pretty long for these days. Oh my god, what are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing? No.
I hate that show.
Yeah.
Terrible show.
What other sitcom? That's like the only sitcom out there, right?
It's Three and a Half Men. Is that gone?
I think that's dead.
That's gone.
What
are there any sitcoms that anybody watches anymore? I don't think so.
I don't think there's any
sitcoms.
I know. I'm curious.
Who watches broadcast TV?
The League kind of counts.
Yeah, that's over too.
And It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. They've trimmed their theme song down a lot.
The League's over. No more League. Oh, that's really disappointing. Because you know it's football season almost.
Right.
And
it's a good segue.
Yeah, the League was a great show. It was about fantasy football and. You know, our buddy Kyle, comedian Kyle Novak, invited us to join his fantasy football league once again.
I am. Are,
comedian
are you,
and con
are you,
artist Kyle Novak.
Are you excited about football?
I'm so excited about football.
Fantasy football?
This is the best time of year. I love the change to fall. You get football. You got green chili. Like, it's a great time of year. I think. I'm stoked right now.
Yeah. Well,
I'm looking forward to hockey, but that's another discussion.
comedian Kyle Novak, he has this fantasy football league, our friend of the show, and he asked us to join it again. And last year, Jason and I joined this league, and
we did it reluctantly.
This guy has a lot of audacity, thinking it's okay to ask us to join his league again after the shenanigans he pulled last year.
Was it last year or the year before?
It was last year.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah, so he started this league, got everybody to join, and it was a paying league. I think everybody paid like 20 bucks or something.
I wasn't even going to join, but like he only had 9. He needed 10, so I was like, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah, and then all these people join, and then about 3 or 4 games into the season, he says, oh, the league fell apart because somebody is cheating, so this is just stupid.
No, it didn't fall apart. Like, someone quit. And when they quit, they gave another player like all their good players, and they stacked his team, and he had no chance.
Yeah, but then I think, well, whatever happened,
that's how I remember.
Everybody stopped playing except for Kyle, and Kyle didn't tell everybody that they were still supposed to be playing.
Oh, I didn't do that league. I don't think I did. I think the year before is when someone got
stacked. This is too confusing now.
He swindled us twice. He swindled you twice, me once.
I know. This guy swindles his fantasy football leagues every time.
Because didn't he win last year?
Yes, because he ended up being...
Yeah, I was not in that one.
He was the only person that was playing after he told everybody, stop playing, we've been compromised. Then he keeps playing and he wins. He won the jackpot.
The year before, someone quit and then stacked another team and it was pointless to even try.
And then two years in a row.
We don't give that guy enough credit. That's a baller move.
You never know. Someone like Kyle, you least expect something like this from.
That guy is playing a brand spanking new PlayStation 4 and laughing about it right now.
I can't believe he has the audacity, though, to ask us to join his league again. What the hell is he
thinking? Well, he's like Eddie fell for it twice. Why not? Who knows?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That's true. Eddie probably will join. Let's watch. I can't wait to watch this unfold.
Hi, guys. I should join and see if I can figure out how to swindle him somehow.
Don't pay.
There we go.
Done.
In Soviet Russia, Eddie swindles you.
Yeah, that would actually be good because... All right, we'll end it on that.
Thank you.
Eddie, Jason, and Chris on Facebook. Facebook.com/EJC Show.
It's Eddie, Jason, and Chris. Yes, you can follow us on Twitter, EJC Show, or Facebook.com/EJC Show. I guess let's get to some quick headlines and then wrap it up.
Well, real quick, I feel like we should... We should pitch an idea to NBC of a sitcom that follows the three of us. It could be pretty funny. Just saying.
What's your pitch?
Well, that was the pitch.
Hand him.
If we were
podcast.
So now give me
money.
You're
welcome, NBC. What the hell else you got going on?
If we were in Russia, this would do it. That would be it. We'd be millionaires.
That's how you would pitch it. You'd just say. There should be a podcast or a sitcom.
TV show that follows the three of us.
And you just in front of the executives, and that's all you would say, the three of us just standing there. There should be a sitcom that follows the three of us. Okay,
well,
where do we sign?
A pitch requires a little more work than like the 2 seconds that I just had.
I know, but...
Thank you.
You think on your toes.
This exact moment could be pretty funny for NBC execs.
What's the pitch like?
Wouldn't be that funny. We could find a better
exactly
moment.
The whole thing could, the start of the show could be us coming up with a pitch for the show.
I feel like you'll panic and say it's a show about nothing.
Wait, Jason doesn't get that reference.
It's
remember?
Seinfeld.
Thank you. It's a show about pitching a show. You're watching the show right now.
Right. It's from Seinfeld, but. They're not around anymore.
Yeah, nobody's done it lately.
It's 20 years now.
Name something great you've done since Seinfeld, NBC. Let's just go back to a winning formula.
Here's a show. We'll remake every episode of Seinfeld shot for shot with a new crew.
In Denver.
Better yet, we'll just buy the syndication rights to the show that already exists and just re-air it because people love that.
We can't afford that.
Those are pricey syndication.
We have to have a new storyline. I mean, it's 20 years later.
Yeah, Hollywood's remaking everything. Let's remake a TV show.
Yeah, but a spin to it. It'll be like Seinfeld, but it'll be modern, and it'll be in Denver where we have legalized marijuana. I mean, it's a big story.
I also
here.
Think you just pitched It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Well, we won't have Danny DeVito. We'll have Chris.
That's cool. Yeah, I honestly always picture myself as more of a Charlie, but I can rock some Danny DeVito. I could respect that.
You are the king of the rats.
Well, ouch. We should have to put it like that.
We should inform everybody and let everybody know what's happening.
Hey, man.
With today's headlines.
Fighter of the night, man.
Let's go to the news.
Gotta stop there. Sure, we'll have to pay this royalties. Go any further?
We can't go more than 10 seconds.
David in Australia is joining us for the news. David, how are you?
I feel like we might be doing two different shows right now.
I know.
Good evening.
Get it with the same show. Hello, David.
Yeah, follow our lead.
Hey, boys. How are you?
What's up?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me, or do you want me to go to the other satellite? Is this satellite all right, or are we going to the other satellite?
Maybe kneel down.
This one sounds fine. Oh.
This just did. This one should work. The satellite should work.
Should we talk about how we have a loyal listener who doesn't believe that David from Australia really exists?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
David, are you a real person? Can you confirm that somehow? Because there's someone, there's a listener that believes that you're fake.
That I'm fake? How could I be fake? I'm as real as you get.
That's what you would say if you were fake, though.
Yeah, prove
you're
it.
You're not really selling this.
Yeah, she thinks that you are one of us doing a voice in, like, the other room.
What if all four of us talk at the same time? Would that prove it?
But I sound nothing like you guys. How could that possibly be?
If maybe we have good someone can impersonate an Australian guy really good.
You want us to all talk at the same time?
Isn't that what
one,
we always do?
One, two, three, go. La, 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 la.
Boom.
This just
well,
in.
I went.
Hi. This
hello.
Just
hi.
This just in.
God. That sounds even worse than usual.
What he's saying, Eddie, is he doesn't like the way you use the soundboard.
Ah, well, he never listens to the show, so he can't critique it.
No, what I'm saying is everything about the show that sounded worse than the show usually is.
Ah. Ah. Yeah.
No, I love it. It's good. Thanks for listening, everybody. We have fun.
Yeah.
It's good having the three of you back, though. There's nothing like having the three of you back. It's very funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop being me, Eddie. Yeah. Please stop being me. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's. So you're here to help with the news, David, that doesn't exist in Australia.
Our imaginary friend.
I'm actually talking to you right now.
I thought you were saying the news doesn't exist in Australia. I'm like, what the hell does that even mean? All right.
Wouldn't the world be better without the news?
I thought you were going to say without Australia.
Well.
Hey.
Yeah,
which one's easier to get rid of, the news or Australia?
Let's not get hasty.
This is what's wrong with America. Think about it, though. If we had no news, do you think the world would be a better place at this point?
Well, we could all be in denial about the state of things, so I guess that would be helpful.
Right.
Are you saying that we wouldn't know what the news is or that nothing ever happened anywhere?
No, I'm saying we wouldn't know what happened because there would be no news.
That actually sounds like a terrible idea.
Why?
I feel like, for instance, you want to know when a war breaks out or...
You get it from the president.
When it's safe to walk outside because there's
go
been
door
a,
to door.
A sarin attack in your
sky.
Neighborhood.
You listen to the president can make a speech.
That's the news. You're just making the president a newsman. Oh, well, I'm President Barack Obama, and you're watching the nightly news.
Today, I signed a new bill.
Maybe he should take over for Lester Holt on
Republicans in Congress were being dickwads and refused to take action on climate change.
And in other news, this kitten is riding on a skateboard. Isn't that cute?
Is that your Obama impression?
Have you guys seen
you guys are
the
so racist, you know.
Video of the chipmunk that water skis, that's a classic. That's a good one.
Yeah. And now we go to the first
real
lady with
news
leather.
Man.
Yeah,
that's me. A Texas woman poured boiling water on her boyfriend after finding out he cheated on her with a 16-year-old girl.
Mmm.
Mmm.
That's the sound you make to that headline.
I wanted to say something, but my mouth was full.
Man gets face melted off by boiling water after statutory raping somebody. Let's hear more.
Actually, sorry, this would have been more appropriate. Go ahead.
I feel like
God
we're about to go
almighty
on a club.
What I admire, you see, most Hillary understands.
Oh my God.
That the
sorry.
God.
Sorry, I keep forgetting that I can't do certain things.
All right. The woman told cops she was boiling water for oatmeal and decided to pour it on her boyfriend while he was sleeping. Jeez. She admitted, "I'm not going to lie, I burned him." The victim suffered second and third degree burns to 16% of his body. The woman was arrested and charged with aggravated assault.
Ooh.
That's original, though.
She's just ensuring that he...
let's face it.
Scarred for life.
Lorena Bobbitt set that bar pretty high.
He was going to end up with a burn either way. Somehow.
What?
I don't know what
keep
the
going,
hell that
Yeti
means.
Please.
Go
what
ahead.
What do you mean by that?
He cheated on it. What do you mean? What do I mean by that?
Well, how else was he going to get burned?
Am I not speaking English here?
I wasn't following what you were saying, Chris.
I had no idea what you're talking about, man.
So continue with your line of thought.
I don't have a line of thought. I don't know what that is.
You know, it's good, though, that she burned him, though, because like, every time he sees that scar, he's going to think about, I probably shouldn't have had sex with a 16-year-old.
Or he's going to think, wow, my ex-wife was a bitch. Or he's going to think, I don't like oatmeal anymore.
You think maybe she's just going to drive him right into that 16-year-old girl's arms.
Yeah, maybe. Ow, ow, my crotch hurts.
Maybe if she made oatmeal instead of boiling his face off, you know, he wouldn't be...
cheating around?
Yeah, tomcatting.
Oh, so it's her fault, huh,
on
Chris?
The playground.
I should call you Eddie now.
Please don't. Speaking of, I got one here that Eddie will like. A psychologist has found that single people are more fulfilled, sociable, and self-sufficient than married people, despite being marginalized by society. The University of California...
I thought you would skip this story. It's interesting you're going to this one.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's too late for Eddie.
Because I like to see how Chris editorializes his news, because I sometimes throw things in there that I know he'll never get to. I thought this would be one of them. It's just kind of funny.
All right.
Oh, great.
We'll have to talk more about that in a minute. The University of California's Dr. Bella DePaulo claims the view that singles must be sad and lonely is nonsense, and people on their own often live more meaningful lives. She says there's pop culture has something called matrimania that relentlessly celebrates marriage and couples while singles face discrimination and stereotyping. She says that after looking at 841 studies, she's found that single people tended to be happier in their jobs, more likely to stay in touch with friends and family, more self-reliant and less inclined to be negative. She says increasing numbers of people are single because they want to be. Living single allows them to live their best, most authentic, and most meaningful life. Research that compared people who stayed single with those who stayed married also found
story
that singles have a higher sense of self-determination and are more likely to experience a sense of continued
stop
growth and
mean
development as a person. There we go.
What do you think of that, David, in Australia?
You're single.
Well, I'd actually agree with it. Yeah, single life's good.
Yeah.
And the three of us, we're all in relationships. Huh.
I was single for a long time,
and,
though.
And,
and I got to say, as a single person, I don't know that it's so much that you're happier as it is that, you know, it's just easier to lie to other people and say you haven't been crying, you know, instead of having somebody else be like, no, he was crying. He was crying a lot. Yeah, I just feel like I wasn't crying.
Prove do you cry a lot?
Sounds like you just cry a lot.
Not all the time. Like, I'm not crying now.
Well, on the inside.
When's the last time you had a good cry?
I don't know. You just farted, and that was...
My eyes are watering. I can tell you that.
When was the... I don't know. A couple weeks ago, maybe?
Toy Story 3.
So that's the downfall of your... That's what you got out of that whole story was someone knows when you cry and you can't lie about it.
That's sad.
That was my takeaway joke. That
was Oh, that was a joke? Oh my God, I thought it was serious.
I thought
serious.
That was serious, too.
Yeah, I really thought you were being serious.
Oh.
I didn't find the humor in that at all.
I think now he's backtracking.
I think we got him confused.
Do you know where you are? Say your name. How many?
Blink twice if you need help.
Like how close together.
Need help.
How close together. If I blink again right now, is that...
You haven't blinked, have you?
I blinked once.
Oh, there's
you
one.
You haven't blinked since you got here.
Mind blown. So that's what that... Yeah, okay. Moving on.
All right. I think we're probably one more.
Good, all right.
Good conversation after that one.
Yeah. Hackers and cybersecurity experts say it would be too easy to compromise the U.S. elections by hacking into electronic voting booths.
Boobs?
Booths.
Oh, I could have swore you said boobs.
Maybe you should get some Q-tips and clean out your ears.
One hacker says he already has 3 or 4 ideas in mind for how he could affect the results just based on the fact that the machines are several years old. He says elections are full of opportunities for hackers, and those opportunities just keep getting better as more systems go online. I look at this machine and think, here's a thing to play with and take apart. He added, but if people knew how easy it was, how really easy to mess with elections, they would be really scared. He says hackers with access to a, quote, smart card, that's a card with a chip embedded storing data, can just duplicate the card used in the machines and create multiple identities. The system itself could also potentially be hacked into during the vote to boost numbers for a candidate or to change the final results before they're reported back into the system.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
You think this guy works for Trump?
I like the new news song, by the way.
You like him? I think it's pretty cool, though, that hackers could steal the election.
That yeah.
Because
you like that?
I like that.
You approve?
Because, you know, it'd be chaos, and there'd be about... You know, a few months of not knowing what was going on. We get Barack Obama for a couple more months. And,
would we?
Yeah.
What happens?
Think of all the chaos and the anarchy and the failure of our country.
Well, you know, I kind of think it needs to happen to rebuild. Sometimes you got to knock it over to rebuild it.
That is the scariest thing you have ever said.
Haven't you ever, like, played with Legos as a kid and you didn't like the thing you made, so you had to take it apart? And
that's
then remake it into a better
your
truck.
Sociopolitical thought process right now.
If more people thought this way,
it's
we'd
like,
have
fun
half
to
the world
smash,
problems.
It was fun to smash my Legos skyscraper and.
Well, let's not bring 9/11 into this.
I think you already did.
No, I was talking about.
I was talking about Legos. You said 9/11.
I mean, in like the last. 30 years, as far as the like political system goes, nothing's really changed, right? We're just more aware of it. Yet, here we are.
Black president, hey.
Yeah.
You guys are so racist, you know.
Why do you have to say he's black?
Half black.
David in Australia, what do you think?
What do you think of Trump? If you were here, David, would you vote for Trump?
How many times do we have to ask him this?
Have we asked him this? I haven't been here.
Like every
I retract
week.
My question.
Go ahead.
I don't care.
It would seem on all appearances that he's at least got a good shot from what I see. But yeah, whether he gets in or not, I don't know. It seems we've been getting a lot through lately saying that he's not the person that he is. He's broken. Yeah, all these other accusations about him. So who knows?
How about
this?
This
is why democracy doesn't work. He's pulling at like 39% last time.
How about this?
How
comfortable do you feel in another country where if Donald Trump is elected as our president, he would have control of our nuclear arsenal? Would that make you nervous in any way?
16,000 thermonuclear warheads on trigger alert readiness.
And they're the best. They're going to be great.
And you want a guy whose most famous line is, "You're fired."
What? Oh. Well, last week he asked why we haven't used them yet.
Yeah.
So how does that make you feel
Did
being in another country? Yeah.
Why we haven't used them?
Yeah. Like, why haven't we used them?
That's like
I threw the question to you. Why has he been so successful? Why is he at this point where he can almost get in and everyone's saying such negative things? How did he get there?
Probably had something to do with what Michelle Obama said.
And when crisis hits, turn against each other. Because I know that that is the kind of president that Hillary Clinton will be.
Because there's a lot of sheep, David. There's a lot of sheep.
No, I'll actually tell you what it is. In all seriousness, it's because the Republican Party has been in such a state of decline for the last two decades on. And really what we're seeing is the death throes of the party.
You think?
Yeah.
You think the Republican Party can't bounce out of this?
I do believe that, yeah.
They will pull out of it?
Because you have the base. No, that they won't.
Yeah,
because you have the base who has elected a candidate that the party mainstream can't support. So you have the people... I can't even think with this. Yeah. Good God.
He doesn't have his... Come on. He doesn't have his Adderall.
Yeah.
Give him a break.
So damn loud.
Now all he wants to do is go to a parade.
That's all the time we have.
What movie is this from?
Can I just finish my thought?
Quickly. We're out of time. We're being played out like the Oscars.
Yeah, so the base of the party and those who they are electing can't agree on anything. The party is imploding.
All right.
It looks like
my thing is just, why does it have to be so loud?
Because freedom is loud, Chris. Freedom is loud. All right. Well, thank you.
That was so loud. That was hurting my ear.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
Yeah. See what you did, Eddie?
Yeah. Well, in my country, we're allowed to listen to music as loud as we want in the United States.
And we're gonna nuke you.
Well, thanks, David, in Australia. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much, guys. It's awesome to have the three of you back, and I'm not really real. Remember that.
Yes, you are a figment of our imagination.
One of us is really good at your voice.
You're like Casper, the Australian ghost.
All right. Well,
are you saying he's white?
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you. All right. Eddie Jason Chris Show. Get our podcast on iTunes. Adobe people, just go to iTunes and search Eddie Jason and Chris. And wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah, if you like this show, you're going to love our library.
Our back catalog will keep you aggravated for...
How many are we up to? Like 250?
Around there, yeah.
Yeah. Look who knew. Huh? This guy.
Yeah, look at that.
You think I don't do anything.
Don't look at that.
Our library has everything you could possibly want in a library, except for a sexy librarian. Except for maybe David. I don't know. He's a handsome guy, I guess. I don't know what you're into.
Stop hitting on David through the show, please.
Don't tell me what to do.
We'll see you next time. And big thanks to today's sponsors of the Eddie Jason and Chris Show. Coors Brewing Company and the Banquet Beer. Coors, the Banquet Beer, thank you for sponsoring. In 1873, Golden, Colorado was home to miners searching for gold. And when the miners sat down for a well-deserved banquet, Mr. Coors brought a beer worthy of the occasion. A beer that became known as...
Coors, the Banquet Beer. I thought we were going to do it together.
Oh. Coors, the Banquet... Oh.
All right.
Coors,
the Banquet Beer.
Damn it all.
Coors, who's doing what?
The Banquet Beer.
Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. With great beer comes great responsibility.
And also a big thanks to CW Hemp for sponsoring us today, a Colorado company. We have to do the show from Denver, so thanks, guys. CW Hemp contains naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants, which remove the toxins from your body that can cause premature aging, disease, and mental fatigue.
Add Charlotte's Web to your daily fish oil and omega-3 routine.
You know that what you put into your life is what you get out of it. Your body works the same way. Introduce Charlotte's Web to your diet, and you will get more out of your body than you ever imagined.
Everybody's using it. You should, too. Professional athletes, musicians, podcast hosts, the cream of the crop in society.
Absolutely.
Librarians, lawyers,
heroes,
infants and children's, and retirees. Charlotte's Web truly benefits the are you okay, Jason?
Librarians, you think David in Australia's using
it? Keep going.
Charlotte's Web truly benefits the health of everyone.
Don't spend another day without Charlotte's Web. Get yours today at www.cwhemp.com/EJC.
Search the hashtag YCW to find out more.
CWHemp.com/EJC. Go get it and be healthy. You'll feel great. I took some today and I
mean, look at you today. Great.
Sharp as a tack.
Man.
But my soul is still dull as a.
You're on point tonight, Eddie. I just want to say that. On point.
Oh.